Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our annual Veterans Day concert and the formal beginning of our 18th season as your community concert band. This is a musical celebration to give thanks and appreciation to all U.S. veterans for serving the country and the world. Originally called Armistice Day to mark the end of World War I, in 1954, Congress changed it to Veterans Day to be observed on November the 11th. President Eisenhower, who was the Supreme Allied Commander for the D-Day invasion in 1944, issued the 1954 proclamation with these words: "Let us solemnly remember the sacrifices of all those who fought so valiantly to preserve our heritage of freedom." Now let us welcome a music director and conductor, Tom Narciso. Since the Wright brothers' first airplane flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina in 1903, tremendous advances have been made in aviation. Air power for military purposes developed slowly, and in 1926, the U.S. Army Air Corps Act was passed. Following World War II, the Corps became a separate branch of the military as the United States Air Force. A vital component of this branch is the Air Force Reserve, our citizen airmen. Our first selection was composed to mark the reserve's 50th anniversary. The band opens with "On Eagle's Wings."
Thank you.
From Vienna, a land of waltzes, polkas, and marches, we bring you music by Johann Strauss the Elder, patriarch of the famous musical family. Although he composed about 250 works, he was also famous as a conductor. As the idol of Vienna, he led his orchestra on several tours of Europe. While bandmaster for an Austrian regiment, he was commissioned to write a march in honor of the victorious Field Marshal Radetzky. The piece has become a classic and is traditionally performed at the end of the annual New Year's concert in Vienna. The band now plays the Radetzky March. Our next selection was written by Tielman Sussato, a Flemish composer, arranger, and publisher who was born in Cologne around 1500 and died in Antwerp around 1564. The pavane is a stately 16th century court dance, probably of Italian origin. It became popular early in that century and quickly spread throughout Europe. Sussato's composition is derived from his use of popular dance tunes. The arranger envisions dancers dressed as soldiers, a sort of Renaissance marching band piece suitable for ceremonial or processional use. The band now plays the Battle Pavane. Thank you. The Civil War brought the United States out of the 18th century and redefined us as a nation. The Reconstruction period, which followed the war, gave rise to a new era. It was an age of political graft, of industrial progress, of rapid rises to fortune. It was also an age of drinking and the quick release of spirits. Tavern songs sprang up, but their expressions of conviviality offended many. This led to a musical antidote, the temperance song. This was also an age of shady hero worship, as bandits of the West became the Robin Hoods of the day. In the growing West, the cowboy became the romantic figure of the American spirit. From a blockbuster 1962 motion picture, here is a medley of How the West Was Won, A Home in the Meadow, I'm Bound for the Promised Land, No Goodbye, and The Banks of the Sacramento, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, and Battle Hymn of the Republic. This is music from the movie How the West Was Won.
Thank you.
next present one of the world's finest sea shanties. Its origin is obscure, but is probably English, dating to the 19th century. The Shenandoah River is in Virginia, and in the language of the Senegal Indians, Shenandoah means daughter of the moon. The most popular variant of the melody and text is the story of an early settler's love for the daughter of an Indian chief, Shenandoah. This band arrangement was commissioned by the Hill Country Middle School Symphonic Band in Texas in memory of their classmate and horn player, Jonathan Cosentino, who died in 1997 at age 13. It's arranged by the American composer Frank Ticelli. The band plays Shenandoah. Before our next selection of service songs, this is an appropriate time to recognize the veterans and active duty personnel in the audience and the band. Would you please stand and be recognized? Audience and band members who are veterans or currently active duty, please. When we think of our armed forces, we think of uniforms and marching tunes. As members of the military, we might complain about the tough training or having to pull KP. But in uniform, whether red, white, blue, olive, drab, or khaki, and whether you just put it on that day and when you got drafted, we were proud and stood tall as we marched to our song. Hundreds of fighting songs have been written to arouse a sense of duty and battle spirit. Some have tried a bit of interbranch rivalry, as certain pieces were adopted for the various branches. Our next selection is a medley of familiar theme songs, the Army, Coast Guard, Marines, Air Force, and Navy. Here is America's Finest.
Thank you.
We'll pause for a few moments while the jazz band gets set up. And while they're doing that, I'm going to take this opportunity to introduce the management of the band, all these hardworking volunteers that keep things running smoothly. So band members, as I call your name, stand if you're seated, if you're milling around, just raise your hand. Our president, saxophone player, Glenn Richford. Vice President, trombonist, Dave Frederick. Secretary not here, Liz Dowdy. Treasurer, Karen James, is she here? Immediate past president, trumpet player, Frank Geiger. Directors, members at large, Bertha Chang. Where's Bertha? Doris Seven. Other helpers, Roxanne Wall, librarian. Publicity, Gene Davies. Gene Davies, publicity. Fred Wall, a sound engineer. Webmaster, Greg Wall. Back to the program. Music binds the war front and the home front together in a very special way, providing much needed relief from wartime cares. During World War I, an aptly named Army Lieutenant, James Reese Europe, led the 369th Infantry Hellfighters Band. It was hailed as the jazziest, craziest, best tuning outfit in France. In World War II, our spirits were lifted by the so-called big bands. The bands are legendary and identified by the names of their leaders: Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Duke Ellington, Harry James, and many, many others. They entertained at home and abroad, at USO centers, military bases, or school dances. Here's the famous CSB swinging jazz band to entertain you with two selections, 16 Bars of Blues and April in Paris.
This song is specifically designed to show off the talents of some great soloists that we have. We're going to hear first from our lead alto player, Tom Brown. Then our trombone, Ted Brown, no relation. Dave Frederick on piano. Robert Cruz, tenor saxophone. Brian Belay on the bass. Frank Geiger, trumpet. One, two, one, two, one, two, three, four. Thank you. Next tune is April in Paris. This is the same arrangement that was made popular by the Count Basie Orchestra. You'll get to hear from Manny Angel, trumpet solo, playing partly the solo that was made famous by Thad Jones in the Basie Band. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
I have a few announcements before our break. We have a what appears to be an overflow crowd. We've pulled out some racks of chairs, so during the intermission, help yourself. And there's some warm act in the closet back there. First off, some acknowledgments, a very important one. We'd like to thank the Monroe Middle School and music director, Harry Brown, for allowing us to... They graciously allow us to practice in their band room once a week. Also, most of the percussion equipment you see in the band today borrowed from Monroe, and we thank them for allowing us to do that. Hope we don't break anything. On behalf of Cupertino Community Services, thank you for your food donations. Thanks to our advertisers, we encourage you to support them. behalf of the band, thank you for your support with cash donations, which you may deposit in the old tuba by the door. I hope the tuba is there today. The snack bar will be open during the break, and we'll have an intermission of about 14 minutes. I'll give you a 2-minute warning.